So, first question. So there have been substantial changes, substantial cultural, political and social changes in the UK since the FWBO and the Western Buddhist Order were founded in the late 60s. And what I was wondering, are there aspects of the Dharma that you consider need more or less emphasis now than when the movements and order were founded in those early days?
Well, samsara is always a samsara. And the pattern of samsara changes from time to time. So yes, in a sense, things are very different now, 36 years after the movement was founded, than it was then. But basically, I think nothing has changed very much. Most people are still influenced by greed, hatred and delusion. In fact, even many order members are. So the picture hasn't fundamentally changed. And therefore, I think what is needed has not fundamentally changed. We still need sila, we still need samadhi, we still need prajna. But if I was to point to something, you know, something that was particularly needed at present, at least within our own movement, that we needed to emphasize more than we have in the past, I think it's just one thing, at least one thing that I can think of at the moment, and that is, I think we ought to try to live more simply. More simply. Because one of the things that has happened over the last so many years is that people generally have become much more prosperous. The allure of materialism has become more tempting. And it's very, very easy to get sucked into that. Very easy to get drawn into that. In fact, we have an illustration of that here in Croydon itself. When I was first driven up the High Street, the evening before last, I was astonished to see the proliferation of bars and clubs and so on. They were not there 30 years ago. They weren't there probably 20 years ago, perhaps 15 years ago. And that is perhaps in a way symbolic of our present rather materialistic culture. So I think if there's anything, all aspects of the Dharma need to be emphasized, but if there's anything that in this day and age, here in Britain, we need to emphasize more than ever, I think it is simplicity of life, simplicity of lifestyle, doing with less, not being bewildered by the multiplicity of choices, but frightened even by them. But just consider what we really do need in order to live a truly human life as a basis for a Buddhist spiritual life.
Thank you. That one strikes home rather pointedly. Thank you, Bente. So I think Sue, you're...